Thank you. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Item number one, Treaty 6 land recognition. We would like to acknowledge that this meeting of the Students Association of McEwen University is taking place on the traditional territories of the people of the Treaty 6 region in central Alberta. The Students Association of McEwen University is situated in the center of what we call the City of Edmonton, which is called Amiskwichi Waskaigon or Beaver Hill House in Nehiyawiwin. This is the traditional home of the Nehiya and Michif, and meeting place for many Indigenous peoples, including the Ngagawe, Siksika, Nakota Sioux, and other nations. Item two, approvals, 2.1, we have a motion. Anyone care to make that motion? Councillor Ruiz?
I move to approve the agenda for December 19, 2018.
Thank you, Councillor. And a second. Thank you, Vice President External. It has been moved and seconded to approve the agenda for December 19th, 2018. Is there any debate? Councillor Ruiz?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to make a friendly amendment to item 4.16 to the Audit Committee work plan. There's a misspell in like Councillor Stewart's name, so I would like to make the friendly amendment to fix that, please.
Thank you, Councillor. I don't think that requires a friendly amendment. I think we can just change the report, and we'll note it in the minutes that the correction needs to be made. Is that fair?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Is there any further debate? Questions on the adoption of the motion to approve the agenda for December 19th, 2018. All those in favor? Thank you. And opposed? Motion carries. Item 2.2, we have a motion. Vice President.
Thank you, Chair. I move to approve the minutes of November 21st, 2018.
Thank you. And a second. Thank you, Councillor Drummond. It has been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of November 21st, 2018. Is there any debate? The question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the minutes of November 21st, 2018. All those in favor? Thank you. And opposed? Motion carries. Item three, presentations. No presentations today. We'll move to item four for information. 4.1 reports. 411, President. Any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Since the report was submitted for your viewing, the Executive Committee met with a candidate for the provost position. Of course, I can't give you any details on that as the hiring process is still ongoing, but we were able to provide our feedback on that particular individual, and we're expecting that the decision making will go into late January, with some decision being announced in February, sometime either in the middle or the end of the month. That's it for my oral supplement. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, President. 412, Vice President Academic, any oral supplements?
Not today, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Item 413, Vice President External, any oral supplements?
No, as presented, Chair.
Thank you. 414, Vice President Operations and Finance, any oral supplements?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Myself and the President had a SAMU building FF&E planning and room data sheet review yesterday for about 8 hours. It was, we went through the project team along with our FF&E consultants as well as a representative from Stantec, where we went through the room data sheets for the building and identified FF&E needs for all of those spaces, so that the consultants will be able to take that forward and begin planning and purchasing those FF&E pieces. So a very long day, but very worth it day. Thank you, Chair.
Vice President, what is FF&E?
Furnitures, fixtures, and equipment.
Thank you. Item 415, Vice President, Student Life, any oral supplements?
As presented, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Items 416 through 4113 are work plans and included in your package for your information. 4.2, Executive Committee Minutes. The minutes of November 14th, 21st, 22nd, 28th, and December 5th, 2018 are provided in your package for your information. Item 5, question period, 5.1, written questions. Councillors, we have to apologize. We did receive one written question, and there was an answer submitted, but to my understanding, we had a technical error, and the question and answer were not emailed out to you. So what I'll propose, from what I understand, the question and the answer are quite long. So what I'd normally do is I would read the question and answer for you. But perhaps what we can do is, if anyone is not in disagreement, is if you have an additional question with respect to the question and answer that are emailed out, perhaps we can just deal with that through email. Does anyone disagree with that? No? Okay, perfect. Apologies, won't happen again. 5-2, oral questions. Any questions? We're all drained from exam time, ready for a holiday break. Any questions? Okay. Item 6, in camera period, 6.1 building update. Do we have a motion? President?
Thank you, Chair. I move to go into camera.
Thank you. And a second? Vice President? Thank you. It has been moved and seconded to go into camera. Is there any debate? Question is on the adoption of the motion to move into camera. All those in favor? Thank you. Opposed? Motion carries. Just close the door. Okay, so I'll give the thank you and a second. Councillor Ruiz, thank you. It has been moved and seconded to move out of camera. Is there any debate? Question is on the adoption of the motion to move out of camera. All those in favor? Thank you. And opposed? Motion carries. Open the door. Okay, item 7, motions and business orders of the day, nothing there. Item 8, consultation, nothing there. Item 9, evaluation, we'll distribute the forms. Looks like you're going to win. It depends on recognition. Could be a lot of holiday recognition. Order. Thank you. Move on to item 10, recognition. Councillors, open the floor to recognition. Councillor Strayer.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Stewart. Recognition. Councillor Ruiz.
I would like to recognize everybody that came here, even though it is final exam period, and I wish you all happy holidays as well as good luck to anybody else writing finals, and have a great Christmas and a great happy new year, and I hope to see you in the new year to keep working with all of you.
Other recognition, President.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to recognize our staff support for being here today. I don't know if you folks know, but the SAMU office is closed today, so they're coming in on what should be their day off to assist us with running the meeting and providing us with our resources, and we're very appreciative. Thank you.
Any other recognition, Councillor Stewart?
Just one more recognition, thank you, Chair. Just for anyone who attended, like the holiday party, because that was also fun, and it's nice getting to know some of the other councillors more, and support like the CMU event. Thank you.
Any other recognition? Councillors, we just wish you a happy holidays and a well-deserved break, I'm sure, after final exams and a tough semester. So well done and well deserved. So we'll move on to item 11, adjournment. We need a motion. Councillor Yanish.
I would like to move to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. Motion only requires one mover and is not debatable. The question is on the adoption of the motion to adjourn. All those in favor? Thank you. And opposed? Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned.
Councillors, before you leave, we do have something for you before we part ways for the holidays. So for those who are not here, we're just not going to tell them this.